Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Stone Guardian, Stone Guardian, Crystal Keeper, Crystal Keeper, Gin Lovers of Rockham,
Hello, and welcome to There's a Rock for That. This is the show where we talk all about crystals, stones, rocks, you name it. And we talk about a lot of other stuff, too. I'm your host, Mary Brown, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. And on today's show, it's Unicorn Palooza. We're going to be talking all about unicorns and actually doing a couple micro reviews of some really exciting recent publications relating to unicorns. A new book that just came out and a new deck that just came out too. And we'll get into that in a little bit. We'll also, later in the show, the second half, we'll be talking about fluorite. A wonderful stone of the month is fluorite. And I'm excited to tell you all about why I think that's a perfect stone for right now to be working with. And this is a live call-in show. If you would like to call in to talk about unicorns or crystals, or if you want a mini crystal reading, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. Or if you would like to chat online with us, we're doing our chat now through our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Easy way to find the chat post is to go to the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Join if you haven't joined already. What are you thinking? Where have you been? We need you to join us. We're having too much fun on there. But you go to that, look at today's post for today's show, and if you read the post, there's a link on there for the chat, and you click that, and it takes you directly to the chat post, and you can chat with other listeners. You can even post a question in there if you don't feel like calling in, or you can, and you'd rather ask through the Facebook group. That's fine, too. I will be periodically looking at that post to see if anybody has any questions that they want me to take a look at, or any comments on unicorns or fluorite or your favorite crystal, whatever you want to chat about. We'd love to hear from you. We meaning me. I don't know why I keep using the plural for myself. It's pretty bizarre. But anyways, I'll be taking your calls later on in the show. And again, you can go ahead and get in the queue. Queue is starting to fill up already, which is exciting, but there's still plenty of room in there. And I'll be getting the calls after we do the micro reviews of the book and deck about unicorns that just came out. And again, that number to call is 714-816-4628. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about this new book on unicorns. And it's just been put out by John Hunt Publishing. You can get it by going to johnhuntpublishing.com. You can also find it on Amazon, and there is a Kindle version available. And I got the Kindle version as well. It's terrific. The name of the book is The Book of the Magical, Mythical Unicorn by Vakasha Brinman and Alfonso Calsuno. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, and I'm so sorry. Alfonso, if you're listening to this, and I may be pronouncing Vakasha's name wrong as well, so who knows? You know, I'm not a pronunciation expert, people, but Vakasha Brinman and Alfonso Calsuno. This book is amazing. It is, if you're curious about unicorns, if you're into unicorns at all, I highly recommend you get this book, The Book of the Magical, Mythical Unicorn. It is almost exhaustive in the research and the time that was to this. And let me tell you a bit about it, because I love books about unicorns. How weird, right? And not so much fiction books, but anything that talks about the legends and the mythology and the artwork associated, especially from the Middle Ages and medieval artwork. And he really did his research, because I've read other books that, you know, talk about myths and legends about unicorns from around the globe. And this is done so well. It really is. But one note that I will say is this. This is not an unbiased look at unicorns at all. This is quite clearly pro-unicorn. Okay? So you need to know that going into it. It's going to be pro-unicorn. It's going to be talking about myths and legends from around the world. And you may notice that, you know, it's presenting it from the point of view that, yes, this is all talking about unicorns. Now, you know, some people might argue, like, well, are they really talking about a unicorn there? Maybe they're talking about a rhinoceros. Maybe this is a type of deer. Maybe this was an animal only seen in profile to be a unicorn. All of that, you can just park it at the door once you start reading this book, because it's all pro-unicorn. These are all unicorns. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. He talks about, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong too, he talks about Bucephalus. Now that was the legendary, probably the most, one of the most, if not the most famous horse in antiquity. And that was Alexander the Great's horse. So there's a lot of different, you know, tales about Alexander the Great, of course, you know, a lot of them legendary, a lot of them all kinds of mythical aspects, and even about his horse, Bucephalus. Well, from the point of view in the book of the magical, mythical unicorn that we're discussing, Bucephalus was a unicorn. Now, out of all of the myths and legends about Bucephalus, Alexander the Great's horse, there's maybe like one, maybe two kind of obscure tales that describe it as a unicorn. There's one that even describes the horse as having fathered a bunch of unicorns, you know. But really, you know, it's compared, this is a small fraction that gets into the idea of Bucephalus having been a unicorn. There's maybe one tale. Well, you know, that's what I mean. In the book here, he describes it as like, this is it. You know, Alexander the Great had a unicorn. So look, you know, we live in a time right now, right, where everything is kind of up for grabs as far as like what's true and what isn't true, right? You know, we have this planet, we're living on this planet that's been rocked by this pandemic, and everybody's floating around all kinds of different ideas and about that, and it's really hard to tell what's true and what isn't true. People are believing in things that seem like totally implausible to other people. So I think it's a perfect time to be pro-unicorn. It's like, hey, you know, everything else is kind of, cloudy, let's say. So why not go back to looking at this, you know, all the myths and legends around unicorns, and just saying, you know what, I'm taking a stance. They're talking about unicorns. Okay. So I think that if you can enter it in, you know, enter into this book with that pro-unicorn stance, I think you're going to love it. Because what's great is these tales, these myths and legends from all over the world, China, the Middle East, North America, Japan, everywhere, all over the globe, you know, and through different periods of time, you know, they're weaved together. There's this real flow to it. And I was really impressed by that aspect. I was really impressed by the writing, because these other books that I've read that talk about the different legends of myths of unicorns, that, or maybe unicorns, you know, they're not so pro-unicorn as this one is. They're not really weaved together like this. And the tales aren't retold in this beautiful, like, lyrical way that they're told here. And I love that there's also, like, modern quotes, too. You know, let me just read from the introduction here of the book of the magical, mythical unicorn. He quotes one of our favorites here on the show, Diana Cooper. She's an English author and spiritual teacher. She talks a lot. She's written a lot about unicorns, and we've had her as a guest on the show. She's so lovely. But he has a quote from her that says, "The unicorns are here qualities of honor, self-worth, and dignity. Most of all, they trigger your innocence, your original divine essence, to help you attain the blueprint of who you truly are." So I think that that is just a lovely thing to include in the introduction of the book, and kind of like gives us this sense of like, okay, let's just go with it. And, you know, one thing I want to mention about Diana Cooper, too, is, you know, she puts out a lot of videos. There's a wonderful unicorn meditation where you can meet your unicorn. It's kind of like the idea of guardian angels, right, is that you have a guardian unicorn. And I did that meditation, I don't know how long, a few years ago. I'm not sure exactly when she put it out. I think it's on her YouTube channel, Diana Cooper. And I'll tell you, it was really interesting. I met my unicorn. Have you met your unicorn yet? You might check it out. And, okay, so that's just one, you know, that's a big part of the book, is going through all of these myths and legends about unicorns, which, like I've said, other books have done, and they haven't been so pro-unicorn. But what's even better about it is, like, at the end of all of that, you look at all of it from all around the world, and you're like, wow, everybody had unicorns, or everybody thought about unicorns. Then it gets into unicorns and heraldry. As we know, unicorn is the official animal of Scotland. You see it on a lot of country flags of countries, right? And it gets into a section of unicorn and the arts. Of course, we know a lot of artwork depicting unicorns, especially of medieval times. I think everybody has probably seen that tapestry, or pictures of that tapestry, the unicorn in captivity from the Hunt of the Unicorn tapestries. And after that, you know, the art, the heraldry, different places that we see, he talks about the unicorn and astronomy and the zodiac. Okay, that's different. That's something new. Goes into a whole chapter on the unicorn horn and the properties that have been associated with it. Talks about the unicorn and the third eye. You know, that's interesting. That's definitely a unicorn and alchemy and the mystery schools. And, you know, even writes this really thoughtful conclusion at the end. And when you look at the works cited at the end of this book, this is somebody who did their homework. The sort of like, you know, cartoonish or complete fantasy kind of attitude. I mean, we have other New Age authors out there that have written about unicorns. You know, Diana Cooper's one of them. Doreen Virtue as well. More Diana Cooper, but a lot of them are not, you know, they're not getting, making a connection with some of the other things, you know, with all of the artwork, with all of the legends everywhere. And a lot of times you just feel like, so where's the research? Where's the background? You get this book, you got the research, you got the background, great bibliography at the end there. I can't recommend it enough. I absolutely love this book. If you're into unicorns, you definitely want to get it. Again, this is The Book of the Magical, Mythical Unicorn. You can find it on Amazon. It's from Vakasha Brinman and Alfonso Calasueno. I'm going to just say it like that. I don't even know if that's the correct pronunciation. Also available from johnhuntpublishing.com. Check it out. It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Okay, so that is my book review. And I'm going to do another quick review. And this is for an Oracle deck that recently came out from Rockpool Publishing. You can also find it on, of course, Amazon, and I'm sure other places too. And this is the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle. Now, what's kind of funny to me is, looking at that book, totally pro-unicorn, right? When we get into the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle, it's not so much that it's pro-unicorn. What I love about this deck is that it's based on, it's not based on, it's inspired by the Voynich manuscript, V-O-Y-N-I-C-H. Check it out. Google that if you've never heard of it, because it's so fascinating, right? So this is a mysterious manuscript. There's even a documentary, I think, that was, you, for a while at least, it was available on Amazon Prime. It might be available on Netflix. It might even be on YouTube. Again, it's manuscript. It's so fascinating. It's this really kind of quirky, bizarre, it's this 240-page handwritten and illustrated herbal, right? Dates from the between, you know, in the 1400s, between 1404 and 1438. The text and the illustrations have like astronomical and biological, cosmological and pharmaceutical information, herbal recipes, details about the cosmos. It's this really, but it's weird because it appears to have been written in like two distinct languages, and even, you know, to this day, world-class cryptologists still haven't cracked the code. They can't quite figure it out. Like, what, you know, what is it really saying? Who actually wrote it? What does the text in these languages that nobody has deciphered, what do they mean? You know, so this is like a 500-year-old work that we still haven't figured out yet. There's been a lot of theories and nothing's really held water. You know, people think it's either been a hoax written in a nonsensical language, or other people think it's an important medical and historical text and they're just waiting for somebody to, you know, kind of find the Rosetta key, the Rosetta Stone to unlock the meaning. And the history of it is sketchy and really debated. And so this Enchanted Unicorn Oracle, the author, Priestess Moon, right, has put out some other decks. They're a very creative person. Was inspired by the Voynich manuscript. And what's funny is the reason that it is the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle is because she liked that same element of mystery associated with unicorns. Like, we can't really prove that they existed. We can't really prove that they didn't exist. And she kind of was like, okay, so if I combine those two elements, I'm inspired by the Voynich manuscript, and unicorns are really kind of interesting. And there's a, so she makes that connection, and she creates this beautiful oracle deck, and it's so much fun to work with. The card of the day that I posted on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group is a card from this Enchanted Unicorn Oracle by Priestess Moon. And the card is about, I'm trying to think, which card did I post? I got to look. So funny. Oh, it's Anahat. And it's about love. So our card of the day is about love. And I think that just the message on the card itself is really, you know, true. And maybe like always true. And that is love without judgment. You know? And it has a unicorn and lettuce, right? And a big heart on it. And it's just gorgeous. And it's saying, like, you know, at first sight, the lettuce might not seem to be the obvious choice for a beautiful bouquet, but its gorgeous pearly green leaves have their own beauty, reminiscent of the color of the heart chakra. So that's how she kind of weaves things together. If you look at the card, there's the inspiration of the Voynich manuscript or the print that you see around it, a kind of herbal idea of the lettuce in there, the kind of mystery imagined with the unicorn, the heart chakra. There's all these things in the background, and you can't quite make it out, but if you look closer and closer, you think, like, oh, okay, wait, do I understand that? And so I love that for an oracle deck to have so many different elements on the cards to work with. So it's totally a fun deck. I will be doing readings with that. And also, since it's Unicorn Palooza, I'll also be doing readings for our callers with the Oracle of the Unicorns by Cordelia Francesca Brabs. That's a deck that came out a few years ago. It's so gorgeous. You should check that out as well, if you haven't. So I'm recommending both that book and that we just discussed, and I'm also recommending The Enchanted Unicorn Oracle as well. Too much fun. And if you've never heard of the Voynich manuscript, V-O-Y-N-I-C-H, Google it. Check it out. Watch a documentary about it. It's so fascinating. It's so inspiring. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one that ends up finally unraveling the mystery. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and take a call right now? I hate to keep people waiting online. We'll take a call then before we get into our crystal of the month, which is fluorite. I can't wait to tell you about fluorite. So let's go ahead and see who has been waiting the longest. And that is area code 917. Caller, are you there? Area code 917.
Yes, I am. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sure. My name is Tim and I'm calling from New York.
Hi. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, I just was calling to see if you had any advice for me, crystal-wise, or I have others, mm-hmm. or is me trying to increase abundance, bring in some new things like a job or career change, or just some general around abundance. Any tips or messages? Greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pull a card for you. Crystal-wise, though, for abundance, citrine. Citrine, citrine, citrine is a terrific stone to work with. And, you know, I also like some of the green stones, too, because I think I kind of connect the idea of abundance to this idea of, like, growth and health. And so some of our green stones, like green fluorite, for one, peridot, emerald, sarafenite, you know, any green stone that you feel drawn to. But citrine traditionally is known as the stone of abundance, even with the idea of, like, you know, some people keeping it like in their wallet, like a little piece of it in their wallet or in their cash register if they run a business. So that's just, you know, one thing to, you know, just off the top of my head that I would say, okay. Citrine, citrine, citrine. And then let's pull a card as far as, like, advice for you on this idea of abundance. And, you know, I did pull a card from the deck I just reviewed, the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle, and the card that I got is really interesting because it kind of aligns with what we were just talking about. And the name of the card is Blossom, and this is about nurturing. You know, so I think big message here is that abundance is something that can be nurtured. Okay. And it says the start of a fantastic new journey. And the idea of This deck is so wild. It says like the Japanese custom of hanami is the practice of feasting beneath the cherry blossoms, and one that's been enjoyed for hundreds of years. I'm sure we've all seen pictures of the beautiful cherry blossoms in Japan. And it talks about being able to like seize opportunity. That this is like a thing where we say yes to things that present that opportunity for abundant to happen in our life, for us to nurture it. So it's really interesting to me that this card comes up, because I feel like there's going to be an opportunity coming your way, and to kind of keep that in mind. And if you find yourself like doubting or second guessing it, you know, because it could very well be this opportunity to bring more abundance into your life. But I think that in working with citrine, and let me just roll my crystal dice here too and see like what kind of things, you know, how smoothly is this going to go, right? You know, because I feel like we're always working on things and sometimes it's hard to say. And if anything, the only setback or potential for setback that I see for you comes in the challenge connected to, I feel like, you know, your own confidence, you know. So that might be something to kind of think about. You know, you could very well be presented with an opportunity and maybe talk yourself out of it because you don't feel confident enough in yourself to achieve it. So just keep that in mind. Okay?
Okay. I certainly will. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. All right. So we are at the bottom of the hour, as we say, which really means halfway through the show, right? You know, you always say bottom of the hour, and I always think bottom of the hour. So let's see. It's always a good time to see what is coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And our next show is going to be on Monday, September 7th. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And after that, the next show is Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with your host, Catherine Hahn. She's starting a new series, Living Your Best Life During Uncertain Times. We should probably all be tuning in to that, right? And that'll be, again, Wednesday, September 9th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then next up is the Friday show, The Doctors Are In, with your hosts, Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. They'll be talking about timing and the tarot, plus life coaching and mini readings. And I'll be back next Saturday, September 12th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, with my co-host, Dr. Dax Carlisle, with the Tarot Today radio show. We will be talking about tarot advisors and how to deal with health crisis questions, because a lot of us are being asked about the pandemic. We're being asked about the virus. We're being, you know, asked all these sort of questions that, you know, not every tarot reader has a medical background. I would say the majority of us do not. And so how do we deal with those kind of questions? What's the best way of handling them, other than saying like, I'm not a doctor, you need to see a doctor if you're worried about your health, which I think is always good, you know, to say. But at the same time, you know, are they really coming to us because they want our medical advice? I don't think so. I don't think that that's the reason that tarot readers get health questions necessarily. I think often we get them because, you know, they want to connect with somebody. They want to give voice to their concerns and get an idea of what spiritual guidance there is. So Dax and I are going to be talking about that next Saturday, September 12th on the Tarot Today radio show. And you can find all of our upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. They are all. And all right then. So let's talk about our crystal of the month, fluorite. And let me give you the number again in case you do want to call in with a question. I'll also pop into the chat room here in a second just to make sure that we don't have any in there that I'm missing. We do have one in the chat room. I will get right to that. But also, if you want to call in with a question, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Be sure to press the number 1. That raises your hand and lets me know that you have a question and you want to be on the air. But let's go ahead and question from the chat room. And this is from Sandy. Hello. I'd be grateful for a mini reading, please. There's a man in his 60s, 70s who is a customer at my job. He is trying to set me up with his nephew who I never met. I already refused, but he was being a little persistent, and I told him that I would think about it. Any messages around this situation, please? What an unusual situation, Sandy. Okay, well, let's see what advice there is from the unicorns on this. An unusual situation requires unusual advice, maybe. Because it's Unicorn Palooza today, so let's see. I'm going to draw a card from the Oracle of the Unicorns by Cordelia Francesca Robs to see what the unicorns might have to say about this guy's nephew that he wants to set you up with. And you've never met the nephew. I hope that he has shown you a picture of the guy at least, right? Any advice around this question? Well, so what do the unicorns have to say? The unicorns are talking about the guy's uncle, the man that, is so persistent, talking about him, like he's really trying to take this leadership role. You've never met the nephew. It's funny because I feel like the uncle is generating this more than anything else. The nephew hasn't met you either. And I think the uncle is just tired of nephew not having, a partner or a person that he considers that he would approve of, that's the right person for him. So, a lot of this is coming from the uncle. I think he means well. I think he may be being a little too forceful, The unicorns talk about him stepping into this leadership role. And the problem is that now it's time for him to kind of take a back seat and let things flow. Let what happens happen. If this is supposed to happen, it's going to happen. What about you, right? That's what comes up about the situation. But I think we should draw a card from the Enchanted, that we just reviewed, the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle, to say, what about you in this situation? What do you need to know? Because we're really just talking about the uncle and the nephew dynamic there. And this deck is so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I love it, right? The Enchanted Unicorn Oracle. And the card that comes up is Sex Magic. Okay. So let's take a look at that. The plant represented is the man Drake. I'm really interested to see, I have never actually done readings with this deck. That's why I'm kind of excited to see, what is this really going to say to her? The title of the card is Sex Magic. Sounds intriguing. The flower on it is mandrake. And seeing that there's exciting new relationships and flirtations coming your way, this card encourages sensuality and physical pleasure without self-doubt or guilt. Can indicate a faded meaning, a soul connection that was always meant to happen. There's a reason we feel kinship to certain people, as there may be part of the soul group that we belong to. Your spiritual tribe decided to come to Earth. Wow, this really goes on and on. Allow yourself to explore these connections further. And this is the key to this, though. This card foretells a chance meeting with someone that may prove to be an important person to you. The connection could be fleeting or could be long-lasting, but it will have an impact. It could instantly feel like a past-life connection with someone. No matter how this meeting happens, be assured that what is meant for you will come to you. So that's really interesting, and it kind of makes me feel like this, that okay, you got an anxious uncle trying to, you know, get his nephew hooked up with somebody that is kind of throwing that towards you. But is that kind of set up really a chance meeting? I don't know. I feel like if you're supposed to hook up with this nephew, then maybe that'll just happen without the uncle making it happen. I don't know, but I feel like, look, you know, you've got, you know, exciting stuff coming your way, and I don't know that it's going to be like kind of an arranged deal like this uncle's trying to do. So that's what I would say. And, you know, think about that a bit. Or you could also think about it and think, like, do you really feel like this thing with the uncle is that sort of chance meeting? To me, it doesn't. I don't know. I'm a little bit on the fence with this. I feel like either way, you're not going to make a mistake. I feel like you've got to go with your gut feeling. If you feel like kind of put off by this whole thing with the uncle, then blow it off. You know, you got to kind of follow your own intuition as well. But meanwhile, I would be looking out for that, that chance encounter with someone. And I think that because you got the sex magic card, I think it's something that you're going to feel like there's something to this. And the fact that it talks about it feeling like it could be even a past life connection, again, I think, you know, intuitively, you're going to know, like, okay, this is the person I'm supposed to, you know, maybe get to know, see what's happening. There's a connection here. You're going to feel the connection rather than being like kind of just going along to help an uncle fulfill his own desires for his nephew. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I hope that was helpful to you. You know, kind of weird advice with all these unicorns running around here, Sandy. But yeah, so there you go, your unicorn reading. All right, let's go ahead and take one more call. Before we get talking about fluorite, we will talk about fluorite, I promise. Let's see who has been waiting the longest here. And that is area code 614. Area code 614, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Phil Sun, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. And what? I missed your name at the beginning there.
Phil Sun.
Phil Sun? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What did you want to talk about? Did you want to talk about unicorns? Do you want to talk about crystals, or did you want a mini reading?
I wanted a mini reading.
Okay, can do that. What's your question?
Can I get a message from my spirit guides in whatever's in my highest and best good right now?
Just kind of a message from spirit about what's in your best interest right now?
Yeah.
So like a general reading? Okay. All right. So we're gonna ask the unicorns. It's Unicorn Palooza. So but unicorns often function like messages from spirit. They function like angels in some ways. So let's just see what comes up, what's in your highest and best interest right now in general. And, okay, so this is interesting, you know. The card that comes up is all about growth. It's about but it's also recommending to seek out either a mentor or a guide that can help you go in the direction that you are feeling, like, pulled in. So if you are looking to expand or grow or change or learn about something new or maybe even enter a new line of work even, to find somebody who already, like, kind of knows the ropes that can guide you. It's also saying, like, take baby steps, you know, and be willing to learn from others. So sometimes we have this resistance within ourselves that we don't even realize is there until somebody's trying to teach us something. I don't know. That's happened to me, actually, in the past. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. But that seems to be, like, the main focus of these cards is about being willing to either ask for help, find someone who can guide you or mentor you when it comes to either getting better at something you already do or maybe learning something new. And that doesn't always have to be about job. A lot of times we just need somebody to, like, kind of, you know, guide us when we're dealing with just our life, you know. It's not like life comes with a handbook, you know. And sometimes, you know, people are there that can give us, you know, sometimes it's not even like guidance or direction. Sometimes it's just inspiration, you know. And the other thing that comes up here, I also drew a card from the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle, which we just reviewed. And that's also interesting because it talks about opportunities flowing in and choosing the opportunities that actually, like, you feel passionate about, something that really, like, kind of lights you up in a sense. So, you know, few things going on here. You know, with both of these cards, I feel like this is talking about, like, okay, you're going to, like, be entering into, like, some sort of new phase here. You could use some guidance or mentorship with it, and it's really going to be important that it's something that really connects to what you're passionate about. So those are the messages that come up for you today. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the crystal of the month, fluorite. And if you're not familiar with fluorite, get familiar with fluorite. It's a wonderful stone, so many different varieties. You may have seen beautiful pictures of rainbow fluorite that has the green and the purple and all the different colors in it. It's gorgeous. There's purple fluorite. There's even brown fluorite. There's green fluorite. There's clear fluorite as well. Comes in a lot of different varieties. And so what's so special about fluorite? Well, it's a highly protective stone, and especially on the psychic level, right? You know, and a lot of times, we need help on that level. Fluorite's a great stone to help you kind of discern when an outside influence is at work within yourself. When you feel like you are kind of being manipulated, you know, either psychically or even mentally, fluorite has a great kind of quality that helps cleanse and stabilize your aura. And it's really very effective against even things like electromagnetic stress that you might get from being around computers, working around computers all day. And even, you know, if you put it in the right place, it's even helpful with blocking geopathic stress as well. The great stone to use in healing, to draw off negative energies and stress of all kinds, cleanses, purifies, dispels, and reorganizes anything within the body that is not in perfect order. So it's really, in a lot of ways, not only for healing, but it's the best crystal to use to overcome any form of disorganization. You're someone that can't quite, you know, can't organize ever. Fluorite can be very helpful with helping that. It also has a real grounding effect to it and can help you integrate spiritual energies, helps you progress on many levels, helps you with incorporating structure into your daily life, overcoming the chaos, and we have so much chaos kind of going in the world. And it helps with kind of getting rid of fixed patterns of behavior. So like if you feel like you're in a rut, you can't get organized, and you're dealing with all kinds of stress, and you feel like people are trying to have too much influence on the way that you think, or just just your sense, your spidey sense seems off, right? Fluorite's a great stone to work with. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there on fluorite, on the different kinds of fluorite, because it comes in so many different colors. That's one thing to kind of keep in mind, is it the rainbow, right? We've got blue fluorite, clear fluorite, green fluorite, violet, purple, yellow fluorite. You know, each of those colors are associated with a different chakra, the seven main chakras, and even more chakras on the body. So that gives you a clue right there. If you are drawn, for whatever reason, you're interested in fluorite because you've heard the show, and you think like, okay, you know, I want some fluorite. And you go to a rock shop, or you look online, and you see all these different colors of fluorite. You're like, which color should I get? You go with the one that really resonates with you. Like if that rainbow fluorite really lights you up, or purple fluorite does. And then when you get the stone, if you get a rainbow one, work with it on all the different chakras, you know. If you get a purple stone, work with it on your third eye chakra, on your crown chakra. You know, it's that easy. You know, if you work with the color of the stone associated with which chakra in the body, okay? And, you know, it's got this really interesting thing. And the main reason that I chose fluorite is because, like, look, we cannot ignore. I mean, we try to ignore sometimes. Or let's say we don't ignore. We take a break from the news, right? We take a break from this pandemic. We take a break from how many people are getting sick, everything that we have to do. Sometimes we got to, like, kind of turn it off because it can be overwhelming. And I understand when people feel that way, and sometimes I feel that way too. But that doesn't mean we stop taking care of ourselves and stop being careful, right? Maybe we just don't want to hear about it as much. Fluorite is a stone that I feel is absolutely important. If you want to work on your health, do some self-care using crystals during the time of this pandemic, fluorite is a stone you should have. You should be working with it. And I'll go even further and say you should be working with it on your higher heart chakra. The higher heart chakra associated with the thymus. Hello, the thymus gland. We've got a pretty important. Google it. Okay? THYMUS. That's where our T cells are produced. That's associated with our immune system. Fluorite on the higher heart chakra, that's in between the throat chakra and the heart chakra. There's your crystal tip for dealing with this pandemic right there. And flu season right around the corner. Ah, you know, colds, coughing, all of that stuff. But the fluorite on the higher heart chakra leave it there, lay down, relax, hold it there with your hand, 5-10 minutes. I'm just saying, if you want to use crystals as one of the ways of alternative medicine, in addition to talking to your licensed medical professionals, your doctor, whatever they tell you to do, whatever things they prescribe, you know, yes, we need them. We need mainstream medicine. Of course we do, especially now, you know. But that doesn't mean that we don't put our crystals to work as well for us, because they can help us. So I'm not saying the fluoride is going to cure anything. I am saying you should have it in your arsenal. You should be working with it because it's going to help you. It's always going to help you. Regardless of everything else going on, it's always going to help you. Okay? And that is how I feel. Like when we talk about crystals and healing, it's like include them. I'm not saying rely solely on them. I'm not saying that if you get in an accident and break your leg that fluoride's going to fix it. No. I'm saying that appropriate care that you need, don't ignore what your doctors are recommending. I mean, my goodness, they went to medical school for how long? Really long time. And they deserve to be heard, and their advice often deserves to be followed because it can be very beneficial to you. But you can also help yourself. Don't take a backseat to everything else. Because that's what happens a lot of times when we get sick, with this pandemic especially, a lot of us feel at the mercy, right, of the experts. We're hoping, you know, we're waiting. We're saying, like, come on, you know, can you come up with something? I think that our expectations are too high, for one thing, right? I think that they're doing the best they can. I think medicine and science is moving at a lightning speed right now to try to find treatments, try to find vaccines, cures, whatever you want to call them. But they haven't found it yet. And so instead of just saying like, oh, there's nothing, no, fluoride's something. There's other things too. There's a lot of other things too, you know. And I'm not saying any of this is a cure or substitute, but really, fluoride, especially green fluoride on your higher heart chakra, the thymus, work with that. We need our immune systems to be up to speed, to be working well. Okay, so that is my rant for today. I didn't even know it was going to turn into a rant. Kind of feels like it turned into a rant, doesn't it? But that is my rant for today on crystal healing and why we should be using it, apparently. And, you know, I'm passionate about these things. It's like that caller that we had earlier. I think we should always be connected to our passion. And I do think that it's okay to be passionate about crystal healing and crystals, especially on a show called There's a Rock for That, right? Because we're all about the crystals and the healing with crystals here. All right. Couple quick little things that I do want to mention about fluoride. Because I love fluoride, apparently, right? I think it's apparent to us all, is that it's not just good for us. It's also good for plants as well. Now, that sounds crazy, right? And if you have seen, you know, if you're somebody who looks at crystals a lot, you've probably seen those crystal octahedrons, right? They're in the shape of an octahedron. So what's an octahedron? Okay, so... I'll tell you what, it looks like a diamond shape. It looks like two pyramids, connected to each other. So there's one facing up and one facing down. It's like one of the platonic solids is an octahedron associated with the element of air. I believe there's a lot you can do. If you're into sacred geometry, if you're fascinated by the platonic solids, then you know what an octahedron is, and if not, Google it. That's my answer for today. Google it. And here's the thing that's interesting, and I don't really have a source for it. I don't know if Judy Hall or any of the other great, you know, crystal people out there have talked about this, but a green fluorite octahedron put in a potted plant, put in the pot with the plant, I swear, it's amazing how it helps the plant to flourish and to grow. I don't know if anybody else has, you know, put anything out there about this. I've experimented with it, and I don't even realize, you know, other than just having like an inclination, like maybe like just a intuitive kind of feeling, why I put a green octahedron fluorite in with a potted plant. But I don't have a green thumb, and I could have sworn I had a green thumb with how well that plant did. So that's like my other little secret about fluorite out there. Not just good for us. Remember, higher heart chakra, thymus gland area, preferably green fluorite, but rainbow fluorite, whatever fluorite you love, find a fluorite that resonates with you. Do that during flu and cold and during this pandemic. You know, 5-10 minutes in that area. I think it helps us. I think it helps our immune system. All right, almost the end of the show here. I'm going to take one more call before we say goodbye because I love our callers and our listeners. So let's see who has been waiting the longest. Let's see who it is here. Okay, all right, that number. Okay, Erica 310. Caller, are you there?
It is.
Erica 310.
I am.
Hi.
I am excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah. What's your name and where are you calling from? Beverly Hills.
My name
where
is
are
Mindy.
You?
I'm on the border of Beverly Hills. My name is Mindy, and I'm very happy. Thank you so much for your service, and I love crystals. So it's a great show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. The border of Beverly Hills, you know, we call that Beverly Hills adjacent, right?
That's right. Excellent. Very true.
So what did you want to talk about today? Did you want a mini reading or did you just want to talk about, you know, quartz crystals?
A mini reading would be great. A mini reading, crystal mini reading would be fantastic.
Terrific. And did you have a particular question you wanted to ask?
Probably about, I don't know, moving.
And like, should you move? Are you moving? When's a good time to move?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Am I moving? Yeah. Any of those wonderful, good stuff.
Any of those. Right.
Yes.
So are you moving? Okay. We'll take a look at that. I just rolled the crystal dice there. Actually, I'm going to use I have, unusually, for those kind of yes-no questions, are you moving? I also like to use my crystal pendulum because it's a wonderful tool for any yes-no questions. If you don't have a crystal pendulum, you better get one.
Okay.
Very easy to find. And just go with the one that you're most attracted to. But are you moving? What does that look like? You know, I'm getting a yes, but I feel like it's maybe like not immediately, okay?
Correct.
And
mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a couple things, looking at the crystal dice that I rolled, there's a couple things that we've got to kind of figure out first.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them has to do with like networking, teamwork.
Yes.
You know, maybe like, you know, having, are there other people kind of involved, right?
Absolutely.
In the,
It has to do about business. So absolutely right.
Right. Okay. So that's one factor, you know, kind of have to like all get on the same page, right? And then the other thing that comes up here too is it talks about like making sure that we take the first steps first. Before we move.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you said it's connected to work, I'm sure that, that's probably what it's talking about, that there's maybe some things that we've got to kind of do, you know,
yes,
preliminarily before we move. So I
correct
do think we're talking about a move happening here, but yeah, a little bit of groundwork that has to be done first. So
perfect.
Are we looking at next year for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
After the first of the year.
Yeah, you know, maybe more around
even springtime.
That's what I was going to say, April.
Yes. Perfect. Wow.
All right. So, and you
that's
know,
perfect.
So often, you know, but so often readings are about like just kind of confirming what we're already like on track with.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of this stuff, like you already know. And so this may be just validation that like, yeah, you're on the right path with this. Okay.
Fantastic.
So just keep that in mind.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you so
welcome.
Very much.
Thanks so much for calling. Take care.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we are at the end of the show for today. I want to thank everyone who called in. I want to thank everybody who listens in later in archive and is listening live on the line without raising their hand, because that's how I listen to a lot of the shows too. It's just easier just to call in and just listen along than have to take my computer out and all of that. And also, as always, you know, we wouldn't have a show without our wonderful listeners. And thanks for the question from the chat room today. That was fun as well. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. I hope you will check out both the Unicorn Oracle by Priestess Moon. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it from Rock Pool Publishing. And also check out the book of mythical, magical unicorns. It is available from johnhuntpublishing.com. And you can also find that on Amazon, also available for Kindle as well. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I will see you guys next Saturday. Bye-bye, everybody. Oh,